Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Go Utes! Welcome to the Utah Football Fans Podcast. Thanks for joining us, everybody. I'm Bryn, here with Gary and James. If you are here in the chat, please make sure you give us a like. And to everyone who is listening, whether or not live or the next day or the next day, please make sure you're subscribed to the channel. Please make sure you're following us on all of our social media accounts. If you're listening through any of the podcast sources, give us a sweet review. We'd love it. And give us a super thanks or a super chat. We would love it so much. And a big wave to everyone who's in the chat right now. Thank you for being here on this Monday night. You know, it is what it is. But before we get into
Got plenty to say, though.
We do want to thank our sponsor, Thomas Orthodontics. Make sure you look him up at thomasortho.com. We also want to give a big thanks to Nothing Bundt Cakes in Foothill Village.
I ate so many of those.
They gave us some cakes for the tailgate on Saturday and... God, they're just so good.
I had a new one this week that was like, had raspberry in it.
Yeah, it was like their white chocolate raspberry.
Unreal.
All their cakes are unreal. So good. So make sure you look them up. And again, they do sell them in the stadium on game days.
Get out of here, Ben. It's too early, buddy. We haven't even started.
We got to get rolling here first.
Let us get through the sponsors first, dude.
Yeah, well.
Sheesh.
Anyways.
Shut up, Jesse.
I mean, before we get to the game, let's just give a quick shout out, recap how you felt about the whole weekend, because obviously there was a ton going on.
What about the people we met?
Yeah, okay. Well, let's talk about game day. So we met a few of you at game day, which, again, thank you so much for saying hi. If you do see us anywhere, feel free to say hi.
Gary wants to give you a hug.
That's me.
That sounds like him, right? Jake. We met Jake at game day that morning when we went over there. Andrus, yeah. That was his name, yep. Andrus. We loved seeing everybody's signs, too. I think my favorite were the two Michigan guys that you talked
to. Yeah, those were great.
About they weren't there to scout.
We weren't here scouting or whatever it said.
Stealing the signs. And thank you to everyone who stopped by the tailgate. So, Nancy, thank you for stopping by. You and your husband. Amy stopped by. Stephanie stopped by. Tyler stopped by. Oregon Ute. That was so fun to meet you. Thank you so much for stopping by. And I hope you enjoyed your trip. I mean, it was a pretty day.
I met Albert Gamboa for the first time.
Oh, yeah, Albert. We met Albert,
Shout
too.
Shout out to Albert.
Isn't that like, he's been super fan Utah forever. We follow each other.
Finally
never met the
person.
Guy.
Am I missing anybody? I feel like that was everybody.
There was a guy I met in the line going into the stadium.
In the urinal?
I didn't get his name. He listens or watches. I'm not sure. Hey, man. I'm going in. I could tell he was looking at me.
He's like, who is this guy?
Should that guy be in a wheelchair?
Yeah, is this guy? Who is this old guy? He needs, you know, services here to get in. But then he goes, he asked about the podcast. I said, yeah. And he goes, yeah, you look different live than you do on camera. Something like that.
Is that a good thing or
which
a bad
is true.
Thing?
Which is true. Thanks, yeah,
Jesse,
for that.
That's a reminder to James.
We are watching the Raiders,
Raiders
lose.
By the way, the Raiders are in the background. I'm just, you know.
They're just going to lose. Just accept it now. It's not even worth watching.
Okay, let's move along.
Game day was fun. I mean, I don't know any of you who went. The crowd was amazing. I really was so impressed with the crowd, both on Saturday morning and then.
The McAfee show, the crowd was incredible.
I think that's where it really impressed me was how many people showed up on Friday for the McAfee show. And then, of course, you've got the coolest coach in the land.
That was pretty
coach
sweet rolling
Kyle
in on
Whittingham.
A Harley.
He's the only coach that can pull that off. I'm sorry, but like anyone else that would have tried, that would have just looked dumb.
Yeah.
But Kyle, he can pull it off.
It was fun.
Game day was cool. It was a good experience. I mean, I've been to every one that they've done. Mm-hmm. You know, it's always fun. We were kind of in the back. I wasn't waking up at 3 a.m. to be on the front row. But that part was fun, and then that was kind of the peak of the day. And
and then the game.
And then the game.
All right, man, let's talk. Let's talk football.
Go for it, Gary. What do you want to say about the game?
Here's my analysis. Here's the analysis of the game. So here's this.
That's a compliment, Texas, Mike.
Here is a stat sheet.
Wow.
Wow.
Dramatic.
We got our butts kicked. That's my analysis.
Amen.
It was a good old-fashioned butt-kicking from start to finish. There's nothing else more to say. What do you want to say?
No, they were...
All right, there's my analysis.
It. I don't... It really... It's hard trying to think of what we were going to talk about today. I was like... Because usually we like to come in, we like to kind of break it down, talk about the offense, talk about the defense, talk about special teams. There's not one thing to talk about.
There's things to talk about.
No. No, but like, there's no positives to talk about.
Hey,
we're talking about the game.
I try and be positive.
I'll give a couple positives. The stadium was full. That was a positive.
For a while.
The must looked freaking lit the first snap of the game.
For a while.
There was a delay of game. Their first play of the game was a delay of game, and then that was kind of the end of it. That's going to go downhill from there. But I'm just going to say this. Here's what I'll say. Usually we come here, and it's like, man, after a loss, and it's like, gosh, if this had happened or if this had happened, if only, you know, Utah could have won, even the Oregon State game this year, right? It was frustrating because it was like, I think we could have won that game if the offense could have just done something. This game I left and I just went, they are just the better football team. There's nothing that could have happened. Oregon came in with a phenomenal game plan. They beat us on both lines of scrimmage, which very rarely happens. Bo Nix impressed the crap out of me. He is a Heisman caliber quarterback. There's no question about it. Oregon is a playoff contender. There is no question about it. I think, unless something crazy happens, I think Oregon wins the Pac-12 and is in the playoff. I was so impressed. Bo Nix, the biggest thing that impressed me was he got the ball out so dang fast. Our pass rush never had an opportunity.
Yeah.
Like the one thing that we could do to neutralize, we just couldn't. He made quick decisions. He always made the right decision. That was the thing. The ball was out immediately. And the only incompletions that he had were drops. Mm-hmm. There was like three or four that hit guys that dropped. So, yeah, it was frustrating as a Utah fan, as someone who looked forward to that game and thought it would be more competitive. It was so frustrating. But all the credit goes to the Ducks. They outplayed them. They were better. They are better. And I don't know. That's all you can kind of say.
I mean,
sorry, Carolivirus.
No.
Don't agree, man.
No, I don't agree with that either.
Smoking too much weed. You've already mentioned it already.
I mean,
we were never going to win that game.
No, like, I don't have a problem losing to
they
Oregon.
Were prepared.
And I don't have a problem losing to a team like that. Like, that, they were so impressive. It sucks that it was the way it happened because I just felt like we didn't play well.
Yeah.
Like, if we're going to lose, I would have rather have lost us playing our best against them playing their best. But that's not what happened. But I'm with you. Like, Bo Nix, I can only remember one throw that he actually was off target.
Yep.
Every other incompletion was the guys dropping it. Like, that dude was so impressive. Just everything about their team. I would love to see big things for them because I was so impressed watching them.
There were things, though, that were, for sure, it's frustrating. 6 points offensively is pathetic.
Yeah.
We had opportunities. For me, it was the first drive. We couldn't get that fourth down play. And then immediately, turnover. And we're on their 25-yard line and couldn't do anything.
Can't score. We didn't get in the end zone.
We didn't get in the end zone. To me, though, in watching the game, yeah, our offense, it is what it is. But their defense is really freaking good. We just couldn't do anything.
Richard, I did predict 35, I will just say that. So I was half spot on.
So,
okay, her prediction was far from spot on.
The thing is, yeah, people are saying Utah should have done this, Utah should have done that. Okay, sure. Now, if you listen to Witt in his press conferences, he said they had a great week of practice. Mm-hmm. He thought they were prepared. Okay, so they go play the game. You know, they come up with the game plan, whatever it was, and Oregon dominated the lines of scrimmage. They were just better than us.
They were better.
On that day. Would it change on another day? I don't know. But they were efficient. Man, they were precise in the way they played, but they dominated us, man. So anybody that's played sports knows that there are those days.
You just get your ass kicked.
That you go out there,
yeah,
and the other team, the other guy, whatever it is just better than you. That's what happened. And so, you know,
I just wish it had been more
props
competitive.
To them. Yo, well, I obviously wish that. I'm just saying. I mean, if it had been what it was,
you know, 18-35, or you know, something like that, where you go, okay, we lost, but at least we, you know, we did some stuff. It just never was. It just never was. And well, honestly, Oregon took their foot off the gas too. Whittingham even said it.
Yeah, they did.
They were up so big in the fourth quarter that they just kind of said, okay, it's over.
Well, they didn't need to. They didn't run the clock out.
And that's what they did. And so it could have been worse.
It was exactly, though, we were talking about it at the tailgate before the game, everything, and you kept saying, we just can't get down too far too early, which is exactly what happened. I mean, they scored the first drive. Like, they just...
That first drive, man.
And then our offense... I mean, we couldn't keep up, and that was exactly what happened. And you're right. They could have kept running the score up. They didn't.
There's no need to, though. No, Utah wouldn't have done it. If you're up by that much and you're dominating defensively, we've done that all year. Mm-hmm. If we got the lead and our defense isn't allowing the other team to move the ball, then we would just run the clock.
Get the clock out.
But their offense was dominating us as well. So, yeah, I mean.
Well, and it sucks because it took the crowd out of it. It took the atmosphere out of it, of course. Like, we all know Rice-Eccles has the great atmosphere, the home winning streak, all of that. And then they're up 21-3 or whatever it was, just like that. It's like, well, then you can't get the crowd back in.
Yeah, that was one sad thing is the crowd was, it was ready. The crowd was ready. It was impressive. The must looked phenomenal. Like I kind of joked, but the delay of game, the first play, that place was ready. And then they just went down, touchdown. And then they scored again, and it was just kind of over. And the crowd never got an opportunity to really go.
I think missing Barton is huge. I feel like that. I mean, it's like we've talked about so many times, all the injuries. Yeah, but
it's caught up, man.
One dude.
No.
Gary, it's all of the compounded everything.
At some point.
And he's a very big part of it.
Get that.
No, don't try to be calm man over here.
I am calm man.
At some point.
I think missing him was huge.
Yeah, sure. But there's a bunch of guys, but.
But that's the point. It's like we've been able to sustain with what we've had cobbled together by duct tape and all of that. And at some point it collapses. I feel like collapsed.
Here's what it is we've been able to do that. I agree with you. But none of those teams is Oregon.
Yeah.
And so when you play Oregon, when every aspect of their team is top notch, the margin of error, the margin for victory with the situation of our team is
bubblegum
razor
and
thin,
duct tape.
Man. And it wasn't there. I would agree, but we're playing this high caliber team, and it did catch up with us. There's no question about it, but there's no excuses. We have who we have on the field, and
yeah, I'm watching the Oregon the rest of the way, and I think I genuinely think that they are the best team in the Pac-12, especially because Washington has slid. What's going on,
guys?
Let's
stand in a second. I want to ask you a question.
I'm just saying. I think that Oregon is the class. And unless something crazy happens, which they have some tough games, they still play Oregon State. That's a rivalry game. I think that they're in the championship game, and I think they win it, and they're in the playoff. That's my prediction at this
point. We're going to get to some of that with all of them. We can talk about
their upcoming
stuff.
Schedules.
Because there's some interesting games still coming up.
But here's the thing, and Whitty, if you look at the stat line, so I went back and looked at the stats.
I thought you just threw the stats away.
printout, so I've got them on the computer. Oh,
okay, he's going to do the stats now.
No, I'm just saying, go look at the stats.
It was the drama, it was drama of it all.
And, okay, yeah, they had some good numbers, and our numbers weren't great. For instance, but they had 18 first downs. We had 13. They had total yards, rushing like and passing.
400 and something.
390.
Okay.
We had 241. Passing was only 248. Rushing only 140. I say only, but we only rushed for 99. Stuff like that.
Yeah.
When I look at, and we actually had the ball longer than they did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When you look at the stats, you would not get the feel of what the game was.
No.
You'd yes, think it was they, close. You can see why they won.
No.
The stats, but the stats don't, and Witt even said this in his press conference, the stats don't even really show how dominant they were against us. But here, one other thing. I'm just going to, this is a fact. You're talking about Bo Nix. So he was 24 for 31, two TDs. He ran one in too, didn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah, he ran one in as well. His QBR for the game was 95. What do you think, Bryson Barnes? Don't look at that. Brin's cheating.
I didn't see it.
There's no way. If his QBR is higher, then QBR is the most worthless statistic in college football. What was his QBR?
What's his 16? Stats?
His QBR was 18.
Okay, that's okay. Dang, I was close.
Okay, that's almost a non-existent number.
Okay, yeah.
And I'm not here to. I like Bryson Barnes. I like where he's. He's a gamer.
His effort,
tough as can be.
All of that stuff.
I respect what he's done.
But I believe he was overmatched.
He was in over his head, for sure.
Yeah. In this game. Now, it's a team thing, so yeah, the offensive line didn't play their best games. The fact is, if you listen to Witt on that one pick across the middle to Vaki, Vaki blew it.
Yes, he did. He stopped
his
route.
So the pick was on Vaki, not on
Correct. Vaki. And we said that. We watched it live.
It was it.
And Vaki stopped, and he threw it. Yes.
Now, I will say this about Vaki. I don't know if you realize it, but he was sick.
Yeah, he wasn't 100%.
He wasn't feeling good. He only touched the ball five times.
Yeah, that's weak.
Which was so they didn't make that as an excuse. It was just mentioned. No doubt that was a factor.
Yeah.
Jackson got dinged up a little bit again. And so that, again, those margins. I just feel like Bryson he's a battler, a competitor, but there comes a point where the guys you're up against are just better than you, and so they took advantage of it. Anyway, whatever.
Though
Vele had a great game.
Vele had his best game probably that he's had the whole
considering
year.
Considering the situation.
Yeah.
Barnes, my biggest thing, and it has always been my thing with him, is I just wish he would get rid of it faster, make a faster decision, because he misses guys, like open guys, and then he holds on to it too long, and then at that point, the play's broken up, and then you either have to throw it away or you get sacked or whatever it is. We didn't get one sack on Bo
Nix.
We didn't
have a chance
chance.
Ball's out within 2 seconds.
That's the thing, and that's what made them so lethal, is it was just like boom, boom, boom.
And it was
boom,
on
boom.
The guy too, man. It was Yeah. It was incredible.
Oregon, I mean, we've said it already, but like, hats off. I walked away from that game just being so thoroughly impressed with the full team. I don't know how much more we can say about it, but I was just very impressed.
If you listen to Witt's press conference today, I think it was the one today. he admits that we got, in this particular game, we got beat up. They took us. But, is Garoppolo gone now for the rest of the year?
He is made of glass.
He's such a dude.
Wuss. Look at him.
God dang, man. Oh, there he is. He can't
walk.
He
hobbly. He can't even walk.
Okay.
I'm so tired of it.
So in his press conference, I can't remember the exact question, but he was asking about the players. And, I mean, the intent was where could they do better and stuff like that. And Whittingham totally deflected it.
Mm-hmm.
He praised his team. He praised their effort. He praised what they've been doing. He praised it all, and he put the blame totally and on the completely coaching staff. On himself and the coaching staff. I noticed I'm listening that to too. This guy going, this dude is a guy I would love to play for.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. He said that the preparation was great. They were focused. And
that was cool.
The first thing that you have to do after a loss like this is the coaching staff has to look at themselves and their game plan and their preparation, not the players. And I thought that was... I had the exact same thought of you.
Compared to...
And by the way, our players did suck it up and talk to the media after that horrible loss. So
yeah, they did.
Wait, you can talk to the media after a horrible, embarrassing loss?
Interesting. You can be a stand-up leader and actually talk about losing in a graceful way. Weird.
All right.
Versus another coach, and everybody knows.
Yeah.
Who threw his whole offensive line under the bus after a loss.
With four games left. We're going to replace the whole offensive line next year.
And I'm just going, what kind of coach does this,
man? If I'm an
old
lineman, I'm going, what am I doing here then?
And then you have Witt. He goes, no, it's all our fault.
It's the
coach's fault. We're going to do better. That stuff like, I thought it was cool. I'll say this about the USC game. I don't think the team fell into this. I didn't really fall into this trap, but I think a lot of people did, is that we beat USC. And so we compared USC to like Oregon.
Yeah. They're
that we're going to go, you know, we just beat USC, so it's going to be just like playing USC. I'm going in my own head. I think we talked about it. No.
Totally different.
Oregon is a lot better, and their defense is one of the top defenses in the country.
Yeah.
USC sucks. Let's just be honest. You let Stanford score 49 points on you.
Cal.
Who'd you say?
Stanford. They played Cal.
It was
Who
Cal.
Who played Stanford? Oh, Washington played Stanford.
Yeah, so anyway.
49 points from Cal.
They should have lost, but I don't want to revisit all that. But I think there was a mindset. And it was a great win in the Coliseum. There's no question about that.
Oh, yeah.
Because SC is still a good team full of athletes, but they were not Oregon. And I think people may have thought, well, okay, we took them out. We'll go take Oregon out in the same way. Now, Oregon is
freaking good.
Oregon's really fantastic. Good.
So there you go.
All right. Well,
a lot of season. I mean, we've got four games left, which we'll talk about. But hey, that's one game. The key now is going forward. You can't let this thing mess you up.
That's the thing. They always talk about it. You can't let one loss make one loss turn into two losses. You can't lose.
Can't beat you twice. Yeah, exactly. What Willingham says.
Yeah. And so they had to refocus, and now
they have
ANSU. Fortunately, it's at home. But Arizona State just beat Washington State this last weekend. They've been
Pac-12 was so
pesky
weird.
As crap. They've taken some teams to the wire. So
but
I'm not.
What's their record, Arizona State?
What, 2-5?
Still, yeah. I mean, they haven't really.
2-6?
They are 2-1, 2-3, 4. Yeah, 2-6.
They've kept it close with a few teams, but they've only beat one.
And one
Washington
State. 1-5 in the league or something.
But beating Washington State, I mean.
So they average.
Hey, Gary, it's 3rd and 28 if you've.
So they average. This is ANSU averages about 20 points a game, and they allow the opponent roughly 27 points a game. Average per game rushing, 110. Let's see, what do they do with average per game passing, 252. Total offense is 362 per game. But they allow 340. Look, ANSU. So here's they lost. I mean, they barely beat Southern Utah.
I know.
Now, understanding that it was a new coach, new stuff. That was the first
new
game.
Quarterback.
Where are they at now? But they did they beat Southern Utah. They lost to Oklahoma State.
Can you turn this off? Just real quick, just for everybody to know, it was 4th and 10, and instead of just throwing the ball up on a prayer, the dude takes a sack. It's 4th and 10. What's the worst that can happen? Freaking A, dude.
Fresno State beat him 29-0. SC beat him 42-28. Cal beat him 24-21. If you remember, Colorado beat him 27-24. They should have beat Colorado.
Mm-hmm. Last second field
goal. Choked on that
yeah,
one.
They kept it close.
The thing is, here's Washington. They were at Washington and lost 7-15.
They
yeah, see the you, the Washington game is so strange, and then they beat Washington State.
They beat Washington State. So, yeah, well, Utah at home is going to win, but they got to be careful with these guys because, first of all, they do run a bunch of. The guy will throw in some gimmick stuff to try to fake you out.
They've got the one.
Was it the Oregon OC last year?
I don't know who their coach is.
This guy's in here.
Yeah, who is? What's their coach's name? He's the young guy, right?
I thought he was offensive coordinator for Oregon.
He's young. He's like younger than I am.
But they've got that one dude, that Scatabo.
Number four. I like that guy.
He's good.
He's really good. He's hard to bring down.
Dillingham. How old is he? Does anyone know how
old
he is?
35.
Yeah.
Something like that. Arizona State.
I can't read them because the Washington loss was weird. Washington hasn't been the same team since the Oregon win. Like for something's going on there. They just haven't been the same team.
Here's the standing. Here's the standings as right now.
And so, can I just say my point?
Yeah.
Okay.
We'll let you do that.
I mean, I haven't had a chance to, but you guys go back and forth, and then we're just going to skip to the standings. But okay, we're good.
He scatters all over the place.
Okay.
It's like a shotgun.
Okay.
Here we go.
Boom,
boom, boom.
He's 33. That's crazy.
I told you, 35.
Jeez.
That's crazy.
They're moving in a direction. I'm with you. I just think Utah rebounds. Thankfully, it's at home. All I'll say is this, when it comes to the Utah fandom, I know the Utah fandom pretty well. I know what's going to happen on Saturday is it's a, what, 1:30?
Noon.
It's a noon kick. You're going to get there at 11:55, and 40% of the stadium's going to be empty. Yeah. People show up to the game. Okay, the season's not over yet. We have some games that we can still win. If you can't make it, give your tickets away. But this is absolutely a game Utah should win. They don't have a great defense. We can get back on track. Our defense can hopefully lock them down. We should be able to win this game, but please show up to the damn game. I know it's been a letdown now, but show up. Okay, Gary, now you can go into your standings. Now that
he feels much better now.
Now that I've had a chance to talk.
He's vent.
Oh, my gosh. He's right, though.
Which part? Did he have a chance to talk?
No. He's right about...
The people?
People show up. It's like, the season's not over. I mean, that's the thing. We've got two losses. That's it.
I know.
And we've got big games coming up. We got a rebound.
Everybody
on this.
Everybody does now.
There's four games. We only have two home games left, so show up. I get it. It's at noon. It's a rough time. And
if I recall last year, we made it to the Pac-12 championship game with two conference losses. Am I wrong? No. Am I thinking it's going to happen this year? No. But could it happen? Absolutely. The Pac-12 is so freaking weird. You never know what's going to happen. So show up. Be loud. Please.
Team needs you.
As we all know, Washington's 5-0. This conference stuff.
Yeah.
So Washington is 5-0. SC, whatever we're all saying about them, is they're 5-1.
I know.
And Oregon is 4-1. Oregon State 3-2. UCLA is now 3-2. Utah is 3-2. Arizona is 3-2.
Freaking Arizona.
Then you have Colorado 1-4. Wazoo 1-4, California 1-4, Arizona State 1-4, Stanford 1-5. So there you have it. Now,
Washington State, that one shocks me.
That one surprises me too. Yeah. I didn't realize it was that bad.
They fell off
the edge, buddy.
Early in the year, man, they were rolling.
They were ranked and going for it.
Wow.
But it starts this week is going to
it'll thin the herd.
This is some great games. So there's Utah, Arizona State at noon.
On the Pac-12 network.
See, you have to come to the game because you can't watch it.
At Altson Stadium in Oregon, Cal goes, and Cal is going to get killed.
They're
going to
get killed. That's Oregon not a good game.
Is going to win. Here's what it, Washington goes to SC.
Honestly, here's the thing. 2 weeks ago, I would have said Washington kills them. Now, the way Washington's playing, I have no idea.
What is up with Washington? I don't think we really have any Husky fans in here, but what happened. I can maybe kind of see it the week after you play Oregon because it's the like the really big game and they had to go all the way to the last play. It's kind of like us playing USC the week before and then having to play Oregon, which is rough. But then it's been 2 weeks in a row that Washington has struggled.
And it's not like they went great team like we did. We went USC, Oregon. They went Oregon and then freaking Arizona State and struggled.
And then Stanford.
It's like, I get it if you lost that game and that emotional kind of, ugh, and then you struggle. But they won the game. It's very bizarre. Okay. So I don't know.
Having said all of that.
What's going on there?
Having said all of that, do you think, who's going to win? I mean, if you're going to put your, who are you going to win?
Washington.
Washington's going to go in there and score
what's
on
the,
them.
Is there, what's the spread on
I
that?
I don't have a spread on that.
I want to find that out.
But the SC defense.
Yeah. As long as Grinch
it's
is still.
It's a sieve, man.
It's so bad.
Washington will win. I still think.
Washington has a better D.
It's all the things we've talked about. Because Washington has the offense.
I think they're
going
to be ready for it.
If they can put it together. USC doesn't have the defense. And USC, they're not clicking as a team. They're not gelling. It's all the weird stuff going on behind the scenes. It just, I don't know. So I think Washington, but it could.
Washington,
will I be like shocked if it's the other way? No, not really.
I actually would be shocked myself.
The ESPN predictor has SC favored at 55%.
No way.
That's the ESPN predictor as of right now.
Is that just because it's home crowd?
What's the betting lines?
Washington 3.5 is the betting line.
It's Washington's going to win, man.
It's a 5:30 p.m. kick on ABC.
They're going to shred that
It'll
defense.
Be a good game. Again, I would agree with you 2 weeks ago. But what I've seen the last two games, Washington has been a shell of themselves. Maybe they get it on track because everybody gets their offense on track
Texas
against
Mike,
USC.
There's lots going on behind the scenes, buddy. I don't.
Come on, Texas Mike.
Come
we
on.
We know there is.
Yeah. He had ammonia. Come on, buddy.
I hate to tell you, but.
Is Grinch still is he still the defensive coordinator?
Yeah.
Okay, then they're going to put up a lot of points.
they're going to light them up.
At least our game will be over, so you can go home.
Cal
and watch
put
that.
On 49.
I know.
And yeah. Every other team,
Pennix is going to put up more.
They're
going
to score 50.
Yeah.
And I don't think SC's going to score 50 on the Washington defense. I think Washington knows it. Anyway, enough of that. But Stanford, Washington State, doesn't really matter. But you've got Oregon State, Colorado in Boulder at 8 p.m. Mountain.
Ooh. Oh, that's going to be cold.
Jeez.
Oregon State wins
Oregon
that
State's going to go in there and grind them.
That's a perfect win. That a cold weather game at night for Oregon State, that's what they want, dude. Go run the ball. They're gonna win that game.
So, I wonder if I've got that right here. Let me look at something.
No, yeah, but Oregon State just lost to Arizona.
Arizona's good, dude.
Arizona is good.
They have turned that thing around. I'm scared of Arizona.
I know, because we have to go there.
I'm very scared of Arizona. I watched that game. They absolutely outplayed Oregon State.
So here's Washington's schedule. Let's just look at some. Washington's schedule is SC. Then they play us. We have to go up there. Then they play Oregon State. And then they play Washington State. That's their last four.
That's hard.
So I've got a road ahead of them. These are all the teams that are tied at the top. So SC has Washington. Then they play Oregon at Oregon. So they got Washington and Oregon.
RIP.
They're going to lose them both.
RIP.
Then USC. SC has to play UCLA. And
they could lose all three of those.
They could lose them. And they're going to be playing.
But don't worry, they get a bye week before the Pac-12 championship game.
I apologize. I don't know why our audio all of a sudden stopped working well.
Is it?
I don't know.
Is the audio off?
Audio is funky. I don't know what to tell you.
I don't know why. We didn't knock anything. James didn't spill anything.
It shouldn't
everybody.
Be happening.
Hopefully it'll work
Technology.
Itself out. Gotta love it. Live show.
We didn't do Oregon. Let's see. They got Cal, SC, Arizona State, Oregon State. I mean, all these teams have some. I mean, this is the meat of the schedule for everybody. But I so here we are, and what you said earlier, and this is, I agree with you that I would presume that in the end it's going to be Washington and Oregon in the Pac-12 championship game. What do you think?
I mean, that's what I would say right now. That's what I've kind of been saying since they played each other. It's interesting, though, because I've shifted to now where I feel like Oregon would definitely come out on top. I thought that would be Washington, but we've got a month left, so it could totally shift again. But as of right now, I think it'll probably end up being Oregon-Washington with Oregon winning.
Yeah, I think so, too. Just because Washington already, they don't have the loss. They don't have a loss yet. So they have that advantage on everybody else. Yeah. And so, I mean, their schedule's not easy, but I think that they can get through it with one, maybe two losses, but probably just one. And then they'll be in the championship game. And then I think Oregon gets them again. I think Oregon is, they're hitting their stride at the right time at a neutral field like that. And the revenge plus the opportunity to go to the playoff, Oregon.
I think it's Oregon, but hey, who knows? You know, week to week, you just never know. But after, and of course,
right.
I've just seen Washington on television. So if I was going to be able to go to the game and see him live, you know, it's always different. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But after seeing Oregon play against Utah and pretty much handle them, and we're a good team, they look solid. They were, you know, give props to Washington for beating them.
Yeah, it was tied.
I mean, it could have gone either way. They did beat them.
They beat them.
Now we're 2 weeks after that. Mm-hmm. In the end, I can see Oregon winning it all in the league. So here's the top 25. Isn't tomorrow the first?
Yeah. Tuesday playoff? Is the first CFP rankings that come out. So that'll be interesting to see.
It'll be interesting to see how they rank these. But as these go, there really hasn't been much movement. Georgia, Michigan, Ohio State, Florida State, Washington, Oregon, Texas, Alabama, Penn State. Oklahoma got beat. So they're at 10.
Oklahoma. Kansas.
Oklahoma.
Utah's at 18. You know what, though? Oregon or Washington should be in the top four.
I know.
I'm just saying, man. I think it's ridiculous.
But who do you put them above?
Read the top four again for me.
Georgia,
okay. Michigan, okay. Ohio State.
Florida State. They're better than Florida State. That's who I put them ahead of.
I mean, I just...
For me, it's...
I'd
put them ahead of Michigan, honestly.
I'd put them ahead of Ohio State. Personally, I know Ohio State's D's playing well.
Yeah.
But Oregon's a balanced whole team. Across their quarterback and everything.
It would be a shame, honestly. Oregon and Georgia played last year. I know it's a new year. I get that. It would be a shame, though, Oregon... They're four and they got to play Georgia again.
That's the thing. Take Ohio State out. I leave Florida State in. That's fine. Get the two. You can't have two Big Ten teams. Take one of them out. You got to put Oregon in.
Well, that's how I feel. They play each other. So that takes care of itself.
I know, but they'll do something where it's like.
Walter Merrick, Washington, Oregon at 5-6 shows bias. I agree.
I agree completely. Watch Oregon play a game and go, they're not a top four team.
Come on.
No.
Of course, right now you'd have Washington over.
I wouldn't.
Well, but by record.
And they won head to head.
They did the head to head, but we've been talking about, just when you watch them play, Oregon has impressed me way more.
It's true. Don't be surprised if Oregon's at the bottom of the top 10. Right? Can you see the playoff committee coming out tomorrow CFP, and Oregon's at like eight?
I guess I could see that, but honestly, I wouldn't be surprised to see him in the top four.
We'll see, but yeah, that comes out Tuesday, tomorrow night.
So here's the QBR for the Pac-12. So we can look at the QBR and then the quarterback passer rating, because they're a bit different. But so QBR, the total QBR is Nix, Penix, DJU.
That's surprising.
Interesting.
Caleb Williams. Noah Fafita, that's Arizona, who we got to go up against.
He's looking so good.
Then Cam Ward, then Shador, then Stanford dude, then the dude from Arizona State, and Bryson Barnes at a whopping 44.2 QBR.
Hey, Louise.
That's a fact, man.
It's not good.
Wow. Wow. Behind Arizona State.
Now, if you go, see, this is an interesting thing with the passing, rating for the Pac-12 is Bo Nix is number one still, even on that, and Penix.
Well, he's completing like 78% of his
Caleb
balls.
Caleb Williams, Noah Fifita is four under this.
Oh my gosh, that's terrifying.
Yep.
We have to go there in 3 weeks.
Yeah. Then we've got
the week after we play Washington.
Phenomenal.
Bryson Barnes actually is at number 12.
Phenomenal.
Bryson Barnes at number 12. And there's some other backups and stuff. But here's the interesting thing. So what you said, completion.
Isn't Fifita their backup too? Like he wasn't there.
Yeah, Dallara, he beat him out.
Oh, Dallara, that's who it was.
Yeah.
They got two guys can wing that thing around. But you're right. Bo Nix has a 78% completion percentage.
How much higher would Fifita, that be if the guys don't drop the ball?
Wait till Bo Nix plays USC. I tweeted this out. He's going to have a 96% completion rating against USC. It's going to be unbelievable. Yeah, if his guys don't drop the three passes on Saturday.
It's probably 96%.
Honestly. It was unreal.
Man.
You've got Fifita. He's averaging 76% pass completion at Arizona. That's good, man. 71 for Shadur. Cameron Ward is still set almost 70.
That must be their defense.
Caleb Williams is at 68, which is okay.
But see, that's interesting. So Shadur
has a higher completion rating
there, but his QBR was second to the last.
It's about turnovers and how you when you're out on the field during. It takes into consideration all the factors.
Does it take sacks?
Yeah.
Sacks.
Which he's been sacked.
Dude, all that.
He gets like the most out of any quarterback or something like that. Crazy.
I'll give him credit.
You want
to
know what it is?
He's still playing right now.
I know.
After all the hits that guy's taken.
I know. It's
tough,
true.
Dude. I'll give him credit.
So here's the sacks. Shadur Sanders has been sacked 41 times.
Oh, my gosh.
The next closest is Caleb Williams with 20. He's been sacked 24. Cam Ward, 22.
41 times.
That's crazy.
Let's see. We go down here to.
I didn't realize it was that high. Oh my gosh! Seriously, how is he still walking?
He's limping around against UCLA.
Yeah, he was sacked four times.
Four times, and that makes sense after watching him live. You don't have time to get to him.
Seven times.
Who?
Barnes. So only seven times.
Jeez! Wow.
So,
40.
There you go. It's fascinating. I don't know.
Well, and how many more times is he going to get sacked, especially now with his O-line might just let
stop
people walk through? I don't know. That's
crazy.
That's awful.
Well, they play Oregon State this week, who Oregon State has a great defensive line.
Mm-hmm. All right. It'll be interesting to see. So, I mean, there's other stuff. I don't know if there's anything you want to look at, but.
No, I mean, what's.
All right.
I don't know. We're winding down. Let's do some fun things. Do you want to do Halloween first or Gary's first? You want to do your yes, no, maybe so's?
All right. Here are some yes, no, maybe so. Let's see. QBR. This is from Jesse. QBR also takes the game situation into account for each play. And that is a major factor because you can be at the end of the game chalking up a bunch of stats.
All right.
Yeah, that's true.
Or you're behind in, you know, this prevent defense so you can get a bunch of yards, stuff like that. QBR levels that off a lot.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jesse.
Yeah, I don't know how many sacks UCLA had. They had a ton.
They had a ton. And they hit him so many times. It was incredible.
Beautiful to watch.
It was unbelievable.
I'm just saying. I loved watching UCLA just pound that dude into the ground. I'm just saying.
Goal.
They were a much better team. It was crazy.
It was lovely.
Oh, yeah.
The only reason that Colorado was anywhere near being in that game is UCLA had four turnovers in the first half.
Stupid
just
stuff.
Just dumb plays. And then finally they kind of got it together. But, he got hit so many times. Because they don't run the ball. They cannot run the ball. They like, function.
They didn't even try.
Don't even try.
Do they even have a running back?
It's Madden, dude. And so the defense knows they're not going to run it.
Yeah.
So they can just tee off on the guy. It's incredible to watch.
Yeah, we should have dressed up as the Towel Boys.
Dang it.
Opportunity missed.
Dang it. We did blow it.
I'm not a dress-up kind of guy.
All right, do your yes, no,
okay,
maybe
yes,
so's.
No, maybe so. Does Aaron Rodgers come back and play this year?
Oh.
After his Achilles.
You know what?
He was out throwing the ball.
I'm going to say yes.
He totally does.
Do you think so?
I am going to say yes. Sure.
Okay. Should we say season yes. and playoffs if they make it? And actually, they could possibly do it. Regular season, yes, or if they make the playoffs,
If they make the playoffs, yes.
I don't know. Yeah. The dude's already out there like...
But he tore his Achilles, man.
Yeah, but he's got some weird relationship with like
he's probably
the voodoo
some dark...
and the doctors.
Yeah, he like...
Ayahuasca.
I don't know what
daily.
He's doing.
Well, like he went into the retreat where he was in darkness for like 3 days. I don't know. Something's working.
Yeah, he's back. Yes.
I say no.
Oh, okay.
Surprises me you would say no.
If he tore his Achilles, and the problem is, okay, even if that he thinks he can go with that leg, he hasn't been able to, you won't have any chance to practice and be in shape, dude.
No, I know.
But I can't
Aaron Rodgers,
see it, man.
With a 40% Achilles and not practicing is going to give you a better chance to win the playoff game
and Willie?
Than Zach Wilson.
All right. Yes, no, maybe so. Michigan is going to get major sanctions because of their sign stealing. Yes, no, maybe so.
Yes. I said this to both of you. Watch, Michigan's going to win the national championship and then they'll take it away or something like that from them because of all their sign stealing.
I think the NCAA's had enough of Harbaugh and all of his stuff.
It sure seems like it.
And they're going to send a message on this one.
So stupid.
It's so dumb. It's so dumb. But
you can watch TV and steal the signs if you want.
Right. But they didn't. They
I don't know what sanctions they're... It's like... It's meaningless, but I feel like they're going to do something.
They could do it.
They're going to do something.
They'll do something. It'll be big.
They have to make
okay, I'm not saying a slap.
Example.
I'm saying a big thing, whatever it may
like,
be.
Like the USC thing, losing 40 scholarships or whatever.
Yeah.
That'd be. If
you
I was
know,
Michigan, I'd say, sorry, no.
The NCAA is, of course, going to...
What are they going to do about it?
They're, of course, they're going to do it, though, because they have to
At
assert
this point.
Their... They have to try and make it seem like we're still in charge when everyone
they're not.
Knows they're not.
They're a bunch of nobodies.
I'd say there's going to be.
They're going to bring the
hammer
down.
Something.
They're
going
to bring something down. But you know what? Harbaugh is going to be in the NFL next year.
He'll pull Pete Carroll. And if the sanctions come, he'll jump ship. That's what he'll do.
NCAA is a joke.
It's such a joke.
My other yes, no, maybe so is actually Oregon and Washington, which we already
talked about.
So I think we said, or as far as, okay, let's just say top. They get into the playoff, Oregon or Washington. Which one do you think will make the playoff?
Oregon.
I mean, that's hard, though, because based on record, it would be Washington. But
they'll play each other in the playoff, in the championship game.
In the championship game. Well, so, yeah, then if Oregon wins the championship game, then yeah.
See, this is the thing at this point. So if they both made it to the championship game, and then Oregon wins out, and Washington... Even if they win out and then Oregon beats them, I think they would go in front of them because that'd be the championship game and everyone knows how close it is.
I'm going to that, by the way.
It's Oregon, Washington.
It's Oregon, Washington.
Tickets.
Yeah, if you want tickets.
Here's a question from Rose. If Lincoln Riley stays another year, will he keep Alex Grinch as defensive coordinator?
I'm going to say yes because Grinch must have some dirt on Riley that is like would blow your mind. That's the only reason I can think that he has kept his job.
No way he's staying. He's got to be fired.
Why has he not been fired yet? He is.
I don't know. Mid-season stuff's
okay.
Yes, no, maybe so. Yeah, I say he's gone at least for sure next year.
If he's not, then it's okay. Confirmed that he has the most dirt of
he's
anything.
He's got some kind of blackmail on. Of course, Riley's going to be in the NFL, so it's not going to matter.
As long as...
All right, give us
James,
some good, all right, some good stuff,
now, let's do some Halloween stuff. We got a few minutes.
Halloween.
Tomorrow's Halloween. First of all, do you guys like Halloween? Are you Halloween people?
No.
I don't mind it.
I don't know. I've never been a Halloween. It's not my holiday.
I'm kind of with you. I don't like dressing up. It's not my thing. I feel like an idiot. I know it's Halloween.
The last time I dressed up, my husband and I dressed up as the Spartan cheerleaders from Saturday Night Live.
Oh, yeah.
And the whole time people were like...
People didn't get it?
They were like, who are you guys? I was like, Kate, I'm never dressing up ever again after that.
Who were you supposed to be?
You know the Will Ferrell, the cheerleaders from Saturday Night Live? Yeah. See, he doesn't even know.
I remember. I remember, but it wasn't obvious enough, was it?
It was the actual costumes. It says Spartan. Like,
I guess Flush loves it.
That's what I'm saying, is nobody knew who we are, so I was like, okay, I'm not dressing up ever again.
All right.
I don't like
yes, no, maybe so. Give it to us.
Okay,
baby.
Okay. It's not right. Yes, no, maybe.
No,
join
not
us.
Yes, no,
it's
maybe.
Just Halloween.
So
it's just Halloween. We got to start with the easiest one. What is the best Halloween candy? You go to a door and you say trick or treat, and they've got a bowl. What do you take?
I take bubble gum, man.
What? The hell? That's not on anyone.
I like, man, gum. Give bubble me some gum, baby.
Are you talking about like or, the
and when I was
kind?
A kid, our neighbor owned a meat company right across the street. And they'd give hot dogs out on a hot dog on a stick. So that's I love.
Gary goes for the meats inside.
So
the-
I'd prefer a hot dog because it was ingrained in me as a child.
That's
but if I had,
a,
I had my choice, man, give me some of that chew.
Both of those are the weirdest answers I've ever heard.
I didn't expect those. Okay, Bryn.
My favorite is the Hershey's cookies and cream bars.
Those are really good.
Those are relatively new. Those are my favorite.
Those are new. Reese's peanut butter cups.
I mean, that's the classic.
Yeah, they're so. Come on, old man. Okay,
then
worst.
What's the worst?
Worst Halloween candy. What was the one thing you would give away immediately?
Okay, what are those little corn?
Candy corn.
Candy corn. I hate that stuff.
Awful.
That is the worst.
It's
candy
wax.
Corn should not even be in it. It should all be burned.
Candy
away.
Corn and Ron F. I'm sorry, but black licorice is awful.
Ugh.
That's awful. He said that was his
favorite.
What
kind of flavor
one.
Is
I,
that?
What? No, I can't do black licorice. Ew. And candy corn is the worst. And Michelle, I want to come to your house. Man, you do scones and honey
oh.
butter?
Okay. I like that.
DM us and tell
Wait,
us where you live.
Wait, who's doing raisins?
Oh, my kids have gotten raisins sometimes.
No, the worst is Mounds bars.
Candy corn.
Mounds?
Yeah, Mounds.
No, yeah, Mounds. It's got coconut in it.
Okay, next.
I like Almond Joys.
Maybe it's Almond Joys. It's
Cherry awful. Corn balls.
What is that?
Toothbrushes.
When people give
now we're on our
Rose
way.
Rose likes candy corn?
Okay, oh, Rose.
No. You're the one and only person on earth.
If I get some, we'll send it your way.
I had my kids, we had some candy. I had them eat it.
Ew,
I was like, it's candy.
It's so bad.
One bite, out, gone.
My grandma used to have, like the candy bowl.
Uh-huh.
And she used to put the candy corn in there.
Mm-hmm.
No way,
it
man.
It would just
You'd
sit
be fingering
out.
Through everything.
Trying to find anything else.
What would be left is a bowl full of candy corn because everyone hated it.
Oh,
it's awful.
He likes to eat that.
All right.
Coconut ruins everything. Yes.
No,
okay.
I like the coconut.
What is your... beautiful. What is your favorite scary movie?
Signs.
That's a good one.
Signs.
I love
the
that
alien.
Movie.
When he walks by, he creeps by. I screamed in the movie theater when that happened. Signs is a great one.
I like Alien. Is that a horror movie?
Yeah.
Alien
is one of my favorite movies of all time. And it even holds up in today's...
Oh, it's great.
It, turn off the lights, turn up the volume, and watch Alien.
It's great.
I'm just saying.
There's some good ones.
What's yours?
Alien was on my list for sure. I don't like scary movies.
I know.
I really don't like the gore movies.
Yeah.
Those are awful to
Chainsaw
me.
Chainsaw stuff.
No. I'd rather, like, the suspense.
Death rooms.
I'm all about.
No,
yeah,
man.
Saw. No. Yeah, no, Alien was actually my answer, too. Probably because
Shining, yes.
Shining is so creepy.
It's creepy, dude.
Shining's way creepy. I haven't seen that movie since I was, like,
Watch
13,
it. It's a classic.
Remember when the Blair Witch Project came out? Remember that? That was kind of freaky. But now you watch it, and you're like, this is the dumbest thing I've ever seen. Chainsaw stuff.
No, man.
No.
I don't like, I don't want to
watch some guys' arms and heads. No.
I just can't do it.
No. Okay, here we go. What's the favorite costume you ever had? Growing up, as an adult, something you dressed up as that you liked.
I remember when I was a kid, I was Maggie. Hmm. No. Yeah, Maggie Simpson, the baby.
Man, The Simpsons has been on that long?
Yeah.
Holy crap.
My whole face was painted yellow and my hands, and my mom spiked my hair and did it yellow and had the blue nightgown and everything. That was a good one.
The new Barbie movie is a horror flick.
I think I agree with
that. Actually, haven't seen it.
I think I agree with that.
Okay.
You haven't seen it.
Yeah, I'll never see it.
What's your favorite costume?
Honestly, my favorite costume, let's see, would it be the, so I had the plastic skull thing you could attach to your face, and then you could talk and it'd move. It looked real.
That's cool.
Particularly in the dark. And then you have the hooded cape.
That's
the Grim Reaper, yeah.
It's sort of the Grim Reaper. And you would sit in a chair with a candy.
Scare the crap out of people. And
people didn't know if you were real or just a fake thing, you know. And so they'd be looking at your face, and it was, they couldn't tell.
Gary just loving to
scare
the neighbors.
And so the moment they would go for the candy, you know, you give them a little jolt. That was a great one. Come on.
I couldn't really think of
one. Of anything you dressed up as a
kid.
I
was a pirate one time, and that was pretty cool because we had friends who had a really good pirate costume. I was in like sixth grade. And that was pretty cool. But
I did Ghostbusters when I was in high school.
I've been a cowboy once. And
I did the Spice Girls.
I've been a hick before a few times.
Did the Spice Girls with my friends.
Was that in high school?
Spice Girls, I think I was middle school. Speaking of Spice Girls, have you finished watching Beckham?
No, just watch the first one. I like the first. Don't say anything.
Oh, he's beautiful.
God, he's so hot.
But he talks like this.
I don't care.
It doesn't matter.
I don't care.
Well, you guys are young.
We've fallen off the edge, but there we go.
Last one. Do you have any Halloween traditions besides just handing out candy or doing any? Or did you have any when you were a kid? Maybe you play with a stick and a wheel or something?
Play with a stick and a wheel?
By candlelight? Is that what'd you do when you were?
The best tradition I had one time was when we had a spook alley.
Oh, okay.
That was fun. Spook alley in the garage. It was classic, man, in the neighborhood. That was fun.
But Rose, I dress up as Baby Spice. I mean, blonde hair.
Ginger Spice.
You were Baby Spice?
Uh-huh. It made sense. I was the blonde one. I don't know. I just don't love
tradition.
Halloween's not my
thing. The Grinch of Halloween is right here.
I'm not the Grinch of Halloween. I just don't feel like I have a bunch of traditions for Halloween.
No, I mean, I had the traditions when you were little.
Trick-or-treating
has changed, though.
Yeah, it has.
It used to be like 15,000 kids were outside. Now it's the trunk-or-treating.
People don't
like
trick-or-treat as much anymore. But
I remember we used to do our neighborhood, and then we would all get in like a Suburban and go over to the wealthy neighborhood.
Go to the rich neighborhood and get the full size.
And you come back and you'd
get the candy, full size candy
full
bar.
Full size candy bar.
Oh, yeah. You
that go was to nice.
The big
but
houses.
Then we had to bust
packs
back
of gum
back to our crack. All right, man. All right.
Pumpkin carving.
I
need to go carve a pumpkin.
You haven't done it yet? I think you're running out of time.
You better do it tonight and go get your bubble gum for you.
Yeah.
That's the worst answer.
That is an
I've
unbelievable
ever
answer.
Heard.
People understand.
All right, Utah fans.
Not
please.
One person
all right, that's
was
some
like,
fun.
Yeah.
Be there Saturday noon, Arizona State. Go Utes.
Let's keep this thing rolling.
Yeah.
A lot of football left. Four games. Let's enjoy it.
Come
see
on.
How it plays out.
Be there. Please be there.
Let's do this.
Hey, hit that USC button for me though, real quick. Because
you need some positivity.
A what?
USC.
The USC button.
Oh, okay, we will.
We're going to do it.
Just for the heck of it.
USC! How can we stay new to Kenneth Williams? He's on your board! Let's go!
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.